You're listening to SBS News.
When Pope Francis was elected, he called for decisive action on the child abuse crisis. 6 years on, this summit was his chance to deliver. In a highly anticipated address, he compared the abuse of minors to human sacrifice and called perpetrators the tools of Satan.
In people's justified anger, the Church sees the reflection of the wrath of God, betrayed and insulted by these deceitful, consecrated persons.
But only a few new initiatives were announced. Cardinals will be told to review and strengthen guidelines to prevent abuse and punish perpetrators. A law will be enacted to protect minors within the Vatican City walls. The tiny enclave is one of few remaining independent states without one. And the Vatican will issue a guidebook to help bishops understand their duties.
The Church will spare no effort to do all that is necessary to bring to justice whosoever has committed such crimes. The Church will never seek to hush up or not take seriously any case. We are dealing with abominable crimes that must be erased from the face of the earth.
Francis did not mention the release of secret church files or any plans to kick out clergy who protected abusers. Abuse survivors who'd travelled to Rome hoping to see a zero-tolerance policy introduced into canon law were deeply disappointed. Peter Saunders is an abuse survivor who was removed from the Vatican's Child Abuse Commission for criticising the Pope's approach to the crisis.
What this summit has delivered is less than lukewarm. It's what we English call a damp squib. There's no real concrete action announced that in any sense is more likely to protect our children.
Denise Buchanan is one of a dozen survivors who met with senior cardinals before the summit began. She says she's disappointed the Pope failed to announce a zero-tolerance policy.
He has the ability today to end that practice of priests raping children. He can do it. We don't understand what the holdup is. Why is it taking decades for them to stop it?
The Archbishop of Brisbane, Mark Coleridge, was Australia's sole representative at the summit. He insists the conference focused the minds of bishops and will lead to greater transparency and accountability.
I can completely understand why people say, you know, it's just a talk fest, but again, we're on a journey. This was not going to be a quick fix.
Campaigners for Change don't understand why the process has to take so long. Phil Saviano is an abuse survivor who runs bishopaccountability.org.
We have the most powerful bishops in the world, over 100 of them, sitting in meetings for 4 days talking about nothing but priests sexually assaulting young people, and they can't come out with a single regulation. It's very, very disappointing.
The Pope's words have done little to convince survivors he's capable of solving this crisis, because condemnation of abuse will not necessarily prevent it. At the Vatican, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.